and welcome back to Book Buzz with Jen and Peng, a podcast where we talk about romance books, our current reads, and we also have the pleasure of sitting down with some of our favorite authors and chatting with them about their amazing books.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode. It's been a minute. I feel like it's been a little bit since we actually recorded a podcast. We took off last week. I kept pushing it back. My apologies.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Schedule, you know, the new job literally drains me. It literally drains me. Waking up so early kills me. Because I used to go to sleep like, what, 2 a.m?
You still do.
Well, I still do. But I used to wake up later than usual. Now I have to be up by like 6 a.m.
Yeah.
So I get like 4 hours of sleep. But last week was kind of weird. I don't know. But it's been a minute. So we have read a lot. We've read so many amazing books. But today we wanted to jump right into one of a book that we both read that we were excited about, with one of our favorite tropes that I think there's not many of them out there, and I wish there was. I read some, but not as many as like I would hope to read.
You know, I feel like I've read a lot of it, but at the same time, like, I can't remember like a lot of them.
Well, the trope is, let me say the trope and then I'll talk about the books that I've read about it.
Okay.
It's arranged marriage. Like, I love that trope, especially if it's arranged marriage, enemies to lovers. It's just like enemies to lovers is the cherry on top.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I know I've read Lila James. I think that was arranged marriage. Royally Screwed, but I really, not Royally, Royally Yours. I would count that as an arranged marriage. But that one, I didn't see them as enemies to lovers. It was more.
That like, one's not. That one's more like, I have to say, more friends to lovers.
Yeah. And then Monica Murphy's, which is the one we're going to be talking about, which is The Reluctant Bride. But I feel like that's it.
Really?
Oh, and then Cora Riley. How could I forget about Cora Riley? Like, she has like several arranged marriage ones, like Bound by Honor, and then I think it's Fragile Longing, the one, and then A Touch of Fate that was supposed to release this month. That one was going to be an arranged marriage. So I think that's pretty much all the arranged marriages books that I've read.
Yeah. You know, for me, I've read a lot of arranged marriage for mafia romance. But that was when I don't collect paperbacks. So I don't remember which is which. I feel like I've read a lot, but like I said,
But at the same time, it feels like I don't read enough of it.
Yeah.
Like, I wish we would see more of it.
Look, I'm against arranged marriages, okay? I'm against it. But in books, I like it. I love it.
Like, and this is going to sidetrack a little bit from the book world. Like, I was on TikTok the other day, and remember I sent you a video. It was a Turkish show.
Oh, yeah.
I think they had kind of like an arranged marriage, and the guy... That's kind of the plot of the show. It's like the guy is in love with someone else, but he slowly starts like falling in love with his wife. But it's like his mom treats her really bad, blah, blah, blah. And it was like, I'm like, it made me crave like arranged marriage books. So if anybody has any recommendations, send them our way, because I'm dying to read more.
Oh, you know? One that I've read and I really love was Arranged by R.K. Lilly. I believe I read that like a while back, but I believe that was an arranged marriage. And he's a really mean hero. So a lot of people does not like him because he talks really bad about her. But
I need to check.
I love a mean hero. So I'm pretty sure you'll like this one.
Send me the link of that. You need to send me the link of that, because I need more like arranged marriage books. Like, ever since I finished Monica's, I'm like, I want more.
Yeah.
So Monica's, like we said, it's an arranged marriage, enemies to lovers. It does come out, well, when this podcast goes live, it came out yesterday. So April the 19th. The blurb, I'm going to go ahead and read the blurb in case that way you guys can get intrigued, is everyone's for sale, including me. One moment, I'm the forgotten daughter of one of the most wealthiest families in the country. And the next, I'm the blushing bride in an arranged marriage. My fate is sealed in my wedded union with a complete stranger. In public, Perry Constantine is the life of the party. Easygoing, adored. In private, he's brooding, dark, angry. But so am I. It's a contest of wills to see who will break in the bedroom first. And while I try to remain strong, I find myself craving the very man I swore to hate, my husband. So, let me start off by saying that this book did not go how I actually thought it was going to go a different direction.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So The Reluctant Bride is the Lancaster world from Monica's side and colliding with the Midnight Dynasty, the Constantine and the Morelli's world. And I have to say, I feel like we haven't been reading a lot of books on the Constantine. Mm-hmm. Like, there were a lot of books that was based on the Morelli's.
Yeah.
And so I really missed the Constantine. So I'm glad that we finally got another Constantine book. So the Morelli's and the Constantine, they totally hate each other. They do not like each other. They're like the Romeo and Juliet world. Okay. So pretty much you guys get that. So the Constantine are new money and the Lancaster are old money. So the Constantine have each side are both, they have their own secrets, their own dirt. And so for them colliding together is seriously a dream come true. Because we've met the Lancaster wit and crew. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I love both of them. And so, Charlotte is the sister of crew and they are cousins of wit. Mm-hmm. So, and Perry Constantine, let me just say, when he was first introduced in the Cinderella trilogy by K. Webster, I immediately love Perry. Like, we know that he's a mama's boy, but I didn't know this side of him in The Reluctant Bride, because we never really know his past, his history. Mm-hmm. We just knew that he do whatever his mom said. And so, yeah, that's pretty much the
background. I thought that, yeah, like, well, we saw of him on, you know, in the other book, it was like you said, he's a mama's boy, like, whatever. But I thought that once we got to his book, that he was this very dark, angry hero, and he's not like that. Like, he has his moments where he's like an a-hole, but he's also like this very sweet,
protective
alpha hero.
Yeah.
And I mean, we all love an alpha hero. And it's like, that's why I'm saying that the book did not go how I thought it was going to go.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You have these two characters, these two people that are completely different than one another. Mm-hmm. And somehow, I don't want to give too much away. I will, like, the ending, I was so, I was like, no.
I texted you. I was like, have we met this person? Because I remember, I know his last name. I was like, we met this last name before. And I was like, have we met this guy? Like, I feel like I've met him, but I don't remember if I did or not. But this last name, yes. But then I did went and look at the, because I forgot the family trees. And I went back and looked at the family tree, and I was like, oh, so he's that guy. So it will drag in more of the Morelli into this too. And just not the Constantine. It's going to be the Morelli also. So this is going to be a really... Yes.
Flash. And it's like, and I think that's what I loved about Perry was that we saw this side of him where it's like, yeah, he was a mama's boy, but he was also very, like you said, very protective. And then Charlotte was very, I felt so bad for her.
Yeah.
Because she's coming from a place to where, you know, her mom doesn't have her back. Her mom is like, you were born to do this, do it. You were born to follow your dad's orders, do them. And it's like, she's stuck in this position to where either she does it or she does it in a way to please her dad, or she does something for herself to get out of that situation. And by situation, I mean getting out of her dad's household. Because her dad was creepy.
Girl, at times I was like, does the dad like her?
Yes, there's a certain scene that I'm like, wait a minute. Wait a minute.
Is there incest?
And it's like, so it was very, I felt so bad for her. But she's also this very strong and very like driven character. And I feel like the way the book ended, I don't know how it's gonna go for the second book. Like,
yeah,
I want to say so much, and it's like I don't want to ruin it for other people.
Yeah,
but I don't know how Perry is gonna react to what she just told him, because it ended in a cliffhanger. It's gonna be three books, so get ready
for
it. So it's like, is he gonna be like, is he gonna be supportive and accepting and whatever, or is he gonna be mad and you know, hold it against her?
Yeah,
so it's a lot of what, like, what the heck is gonna happen. I'm very curious to see more of Perry and his brother.
I have to be honest, I miss Winston. I think I need to reread the trilogy. But I have to say, we didn't really get the full past of Charlotte. So it started off already when, because I have to say, she was, her baggage, her past was quite, she was quite naive.
Yeah,
she was young and then she was naive, and then it started right off when she was already starting to have like a backbone for herself. But at the same time, she is still under her dad's control. So I don't know, I am really curious as to how she's going to evolve as a character, because of her past and of her dad's control, and being married to Perry is like a lot of things. And she's a really young girl. She's only 20, right? 20, I think so. Yeah, she's only 20 or 21.
So, no, how her dad is going to react when she finds out who is that person?
Does the dad not know?
Dad doesn't know.
But he knew that she did it.
She doesn't know with who, though.
He doesn't know who?
I don't think he knows with who. So that's going to be interesting.
I was like, how is this going to... I seriously think it was a really clever idea of how all this come together.
Everything's like linking together.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, it didn't go how I expected. I am very, like I said, I'm very curious to how how Perry's reaction is going to be. I'm very, like, curious to see if her mom changes.
I don't think so.
You don't think so? I don't know. I kind of hope she does.
Girl, she was already trying to make move on Perry, man. Yeah. Her mom loves young boys, okay? Her mom loves young man. Oh, so.
I also like her, was it her for a butler, bodyguard? Who was he?
Oh, he was a, wasn't he a cook for them?
Was it? But
butler, yeah, he's a butler for them.
And he even said, I barely cook. So I'm very, like, there's a bunch of stuff that was left unanswered.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't get...
But it is a trilogy, so...
I don't know if it's a spoiler, but there's no wedding.
Girl, it's a slow burn. Slow.
Is it, though?
Yes, it is. Like, I seriously didn't realize it until I finished the
book. But they slept together.
Girl, that was, like, the last 10%. That's a slow burn.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Isn't Sky Warren writing about
the Morelli?
Is it the Morellis?
The Morelli.
I really like that new cover.
I know. I love it. It's on the oldest daughter of the Morelli.
You know, I love this series. I love this series like hardcore.
I know.
I hate the cliffhangers. Like,
yeah.
The waiting is torture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Totally agree.
Like, oh my God, just give us the whole trilogy.
Yeah. Like this world, they're all mainly trilogies. And like, there's two duets and then only one standalone series. But oh my gosh, all these cliffhangers from these trilogies and duets are killers.
Yep. It reminds me, like you asked me the other day if I had signed up for the promo arc for Asa Varelli and Natasha Knight. And I said, it's a trilogy. I am not reading it until third book is out so I can binge read it. And I really, 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 I kid you not, I really wanted to do this with Monica's book. Like, I did not want to read it until the last book came out. But I'm like, I love the cover. Like, I'm so dying for it. There's no way I can wait until, like, what, freaking, when is the last one come out? August? July?
I don't know.
It's April, May, June. I think it comes out in June then. June.
Yeah. The last book?
Yeah, because it comes out once. Oh, no. The second book comes out
every 2 months.
Yeah, the second book comes out June.
Yeah.
And then the third one, August.
And the wait is longer. For Monica's, the wait is longer. And for Natasha and Asa Varelli, it's only a month. So
I'm going to read Asa Varelli's in what? June?
Yeah.
Yep. Wait, there's no freaking way I'm going to for then. Just like I wish I would have had this willpower with Monica's because I'm literally the way it ended, I'm just like, what the heck? Like, is he there because of the wedding?
Yeah, I think so.
Is he there to like mess with her like relationship? Mm-hmm. How is Perry gonna react? It's like, what the heck is gonna happen?
Yep.
I'm dying to know. And it hurts that the book just came out and we read it like what, 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
And it literally feels like it's been forever.
I know.
But see, this is why I need more arranged marriage books. Enemies to lovers. So if you have any, please send them our way. Pang, you need to send me that recommendation that you said.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now I want to read it. Yeah. So that's Like, I love that. Like I said, I love that book. It already came out yesterday, so make sure you pick that up. The second one, I like we said, I think it comes out in June.
I think so.
So make sure you check that out. So make sure you read that book. Pick up this series. I personally, you don't have to read them in order. Like, each series is a standalone. But I believe if you go to Dangerous Press, they'll give you a guide of like which authors write which series and which books are of which character and which family. So go to their Facebook page. Even if, I think if you go to their Instagram page, on their bio, they have a link where you can go and you can look into all of that. Pick up the book, the series. The, like Pink said, I'm obsessed. And then I want to know who your favorite family is. Mine, I don't know.
I think I've said it last time when we talk about it. I have to say, I think I'm more Team Aureli.
I think I'm the other team.
Your Team Constantine.
Yeah. I don't know why. They're not that mean. I feel like the Morellis are like very like.
The Morellis are very vicious and broken heroes. All their heroes are broken, girl.
Hey, but like.
And for the Constantine, I feel like they might be.
They're sensitive.
I feel like the Constantine might be stronger. Like, they might have more power than the Morellis, but they're more of the billionaire type hero.
They're not as dark. They're not as dark.
Yeah. And the Morellis, they are darker. They have more secrets. And they're dirtier, I feel like. Well, pretty much Winston is a very... Winston is the dirtiest out of all of them, okay? Yes. Winston is. But, you know, the Morellis, they... I don't mean the dirty and as in dirty talk. I mean, dirty, like they have dirt. I don't know if I'm making sense, but the Morellis are broken heroes. Okay, that's pretty much it. And so I love broken heroes.
They're very like they have dirt on everything and everyone.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I like my man sensitive so a day like sometimes. So I'm gonna go with the constant. But
I am dying for Lane, the mom and the dad's story. I think someone's
who's writing it.
I was thinking that it was gonna be Sky Warren, but she's writing the older sister, so I'm not sure.
Interesting.
But it's a love triangle, kind of, because the both dad likes the mom.
Yeah, but she does. She picks the other one.
Yeah, she picks the Constantine father, but he died. Like, I seriously still, like, the death of the dad is still a mystery.
I wonder if they're going to go back to, the like, touching that.
They might. Because they said it's, what if it's not even the Morelli who killed him? You know?
We shall see. We need answers.
Yes.
Like, can Sky Warren, like, can we take her out for like coffee and have a talk with her?
I seriously have no idea how she came up with this brilliant idea.
Yeah.
Like, I love this world so much.
And the thing, but that came out weird. And the thing is that it doesn't feel repetitive or it doesn't feel like it's dragging. Because yes, just like each series is a stand, like it's you don't have to read other series to get this, like the one you're reading. But if you have like, because I've read a book where, you know, there's a series of a family, each series has a duet, but it sort of feels like it's dragging. But it's like this whole world is so good.
Yeah.
Because which each series is like you think you've seen it all, and you're like, how like crazier can these alpha men get? Like, there's no way. And then there you go. You read a book, and you're like, wow, I didn't see that coming.
Yep.
And it's like, I love it. I'm excited. For Sky Warrens, though.
I know. I'm sad it's just a duet, but at the same time, I'm glad so the cliffhangers will not kill us. Mm-hmm.
Girl, when it's a trilogy, like, I kid you not, I like debate hardcore if I want to like read it before. Yeah, so make sure you guys check out Dangerous Press and look into that. I recommend like this whole world, like hardcore. And then you can think later and then let us know what team you're in. Sky Warren needs to come up with her like a t-shirt or a mug that says Team like Morelli or Team Constantine. Like, I would literally buy that mug.
Yeah. I would buy both.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, you can sell them in a set.
Yeah.
Like, I need that. I need that. Like a shirt. Mm-hmm. A mug, I don't know, bookmark.
Yeah,
I need it. But that's all that we have for today. We are still, I do want to give like a little feedback, like a little follow-up on that. We're working on our box still. Mm-hmm. We ran into some little issues with the formatting. Mm-hmm. So it's taking us a little bit longer than expected. But hopefully we'll get it resolved this week. And then we're finishing up minor stuff.
Yeah.
So keep an eye on our social media next week, because we are going to be putting up the dates of when we're going to reveal the author, when we're going to show the cover. Because in case you didn't know, we are going to reveal the cover. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to reveal also the date of when the sale goes up. Mm-hmm. So we're working on that. Hopefully we'll get everything done this week. We're missing minor stuff.
Yeah.
Like all the swag. We have one more piece of item coming that it's shipped already. So I shipped it this week. Mm-hmm. We got everything else. I think we're just missing one thing, and that's the box where we're going to ship everything in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then just, I'm trying to finish up the website.
Yeah.
So hopefully it's all done by this weekend. I'm going to say weekend. because the website is freaking hard. It's Shopify is a pain in the butt. Like, it gives me a headache. I work on it for like 30 minutes, close to an hour. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh my God. Like, I did this step like 20 times already.
Wow.
Yeah. It's getting there. So hopefully we'll have everything done by the weekend, and then keep an eye on our social media. Monday we'll be announcing like dates of when stuff is going to go up, revealed, etc. I forgot. They started filming for this man.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. They revealed Ava, and I think it's Christy. I forgot her last name. Dinsmore. I think I said that's right. And she's so gorgeous. I think she's I love who they picked for Ava.
You know, she looks so familiar to me.
Sure, like, I was like, more.
No, like, I feel like I've seen her somewhere, and then I kind of think of what it was.
She comes out in freaking Vikings. She was in Day of the Dead, but I don't know. She reminds me a lot of freaking like a younger version of Demi Moore.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
I'm excited. They started filming today, which is Monday, April the 18th in the UK. Mm-hmm. Excited to like see how that whole filming goes. Payne is like so nervous.
I am nervous, dude. So nervous. You guys know that this man is one of my favorite series, and I am.
What scene are you most excited to like see them bring to life? Like, what is one scene that sticks out for you from like all the others?
I have to say the meeting.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That one's going to be interesting.
Because I think the meeting is what set everything. Because if they meet, no chemistry.
You know, I'm kind of excited to see they're in a, I think it's like a dinner party or like in a dinner, and she overhears something, or she thinks that I don't know what the, I forgot the scene, but she ends up leaving the party first because I think they mess around or like have sex in the bathroom. And tells her, you know, I want to take you home, or I'm going to go home with you, or whatever. And she ends up leaving without him. And he ends up like beating her to her freaking apartment. And like, I don't know why, but I'm dying to see that, like, that scene. And then every time he tells her, don't cuss. I'm like, oh. So it's going to be interesting. I'm dying to see that scene and those little, little comments where he's like very, he's cussing, but he doesn't want her to cuss.
Yeah.
So it's going to be very funny. So it's going to be exciting. I'm nervous. Not as nervous as you, though.
I am nervous like crazy. So,
yes. And they also, I do want to say, they released the date for Crashed Driven Season 3. It comes out May 7th. There's still no trailer. Why? I have no idea when it releases in less than three weeks. I don't know. There's still no trailer.
Like one.
It's a teaser trailer, so it's like no, but hopefully we'll get one because I mean it is the last season. They're probably like whatever.
It's the last season, you don't need one, you just need a teaser.
But hopefully they'll do one, and I am excited to see the scene that I'm dying to watch in Crashed, and I don't know why, because it's gonna hurt like so bad, is when Riley like has a miscarriage in her bathroom. Like when Colton finds her, it's gonna be so like, it's gonna break my heart. And I'm scared to watch that scene.
Yeah.
Because the way I envision it, it's like, I love Olivia. I love her to pieces. And she, like, love her as Riley. But it's like, you know, there's certain scenes in a book that you're like, oh my God, like, this scene is.
Yeah.
This is your scene. So I'm very nervous to see them bring that scene to life.
Yeah.
So I'm nervous. I'm excited as well. It's bittersweet knowing that it is the last season.
Yeah. It's been 4 years, girl.
I cannot believe it's been 4 years. But make sure you guys check that out. We'll probably do it like last year where we watch it and then come and discuss it. And we'll see how that happens. And then if they do release a trailer, hopefully they do, we'll let you guys know so you guys can watch it. But other than that, we hope you guys have an amazing week. Again, we're posting dates up for our box next week, so make sure you tune in and follow us on Instagram. And then if you guys have any other questions for us, just let us know, and we'll see you guys next week. Bye
bye.